Yeah, it's a funky red Friday. Wear red. Remember, everyone deployed. Good morning, 606, Trey Ware, 550 KTSA, FM 1071, Trey Ware page, KTSA.com. We've been talking a lot about this crime bill that they're trying to pass in May, that the mayor's behind, city council's behind, that will bring crime, tip San Antonio over into the abyss of crime, just like you see Portland, Oregon on the television all the time, or just like you see San Francisco that's out of control with homelessness and crime everywhere, or Chicago, or D.C., and we could go on and name more cities that have tried this, and none of them has worked. It's all been a failure. Why? Because you get more of what you incentivize. So when you're incentivizing crime, you're going to get more crime. And to be putting forth a proposal that makes it okay to steal less than $750. And that's services or goods. To put together a proposal and put forward a proposal, $2,500 in vandalism, that's okay. And my question has been, first of all, to citizens in San Antonio, you want to live in a community like that? You want to raise kids in a community like that where you see the hell that's in these other cities? You want your kids to be in a place like that? And then I ask business owners, hello, do you want it to be okay that people, you know, can steal $750 from you, goods and services? Or they can come and tag your vehicles or tag your building or whatever, that's okay? And the police can't do anything about it? Won't do anything about it? Because they will be constricted by a justice director of the city. And again, I've told you, this is about demoralizing the police. Ron Nirenberg knew he couldn't defund the police, but that was his promise he made to Black Lives Matter. I'm going to defund the police. He made that promise. And so instead of doing that, because business owners slap back at him, well, I'll just demoralize them and run them all off. And in city after city after city after city, and we have an example 72 miles to our north in Austin, where they have put this policy in place and gone soft on crime, cops have just left in droves. Nobody wants to be a cop in an environment like that. Now, business owners are starting to sound off. Yesterday, by the way, we had the San Antonio Police Officers Association President Danny Diaz on. You're going to be hearing from other voices other than mine on this, too, because I think it's important you hear what other people think. And Adam Blanchard is now joining me on the Stevens Roofing Newsmaker Hotline. He's the owner of several businesses, been to law school, went to Oklahoma State University, so he's a cowboy, also went to Texas Tech Law School out there. So the guy is well-schooled, knows what he's talking about, and been an entrepreneur and a business owner in our community for a long time. And Adam, it's great to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you for having me this morning, Trey. We're great to be with you and your listeners today.
So what do you think about the crime bill itself and how it's going to mesh with the business community?
Look, Trey, I mean, this is a type of policy right here that is just going to be absolutely devastating to our economy and to the business community. I mean, I've been working for months to raise awareness of this issue, and I think in a very positive light, we're starting to see a lot of these business associations come together to work to fight this, because, I mean, we've already seen the impact on the economics of Portland, San Francisco, New Orleans. I mean, if we allow this to happen in San Antonio, I mean, I cannot describe the depth and the breadth of the economic impact here. And the irony of all of this is those that are in support of this policy, this charter amendment, claim to be supporting the middle class. And this, if this justice charter passes with the inability to arrest people for any amount of crimes, you know, theft of services, you're going to have a huge impact on retailers out there. And it's not going to be on the big shops. It will be, but it's going to be even more on the smaller guys.
That's right.
The small coffee shops, those businesses on the south side of town.
Yeah.
And that's going to trickle into the real estate community. And what concerns me the most about this is that when you go steal from some store out there, from some mom and pop business here in town, you don't have to show a government issued ID like you do when you get pulled over for speeding. You can show a library card,
right,
or some other form of identification that you know how these criminals work. It's not going to be them. And then they're just going to walk down the street and do it over and over and over again. And I just cannot imagine the impact this will have on economic development, growth, and prosperity here in the San Antonio community.
Well, I can, because we see it in these other cities, and you're absolutely right about the mom and pops. The big stores, in fact, I was in Seattle over the summer, and you walk into a Target up there, and they've got military officers inside there walking around with big guns and really big canine dogs, because they implemented this exact same policy up there, and people are going in and stealing everything in sight, so they've had to bring in guys there. They have had a Target is having to hire their own security, walking around inside a Target store with a canine officer, like you're at the airport and you're, you know, carrying bombs with you or something, and they're walking around and making sure that people are not stealing all this stuff from Target up there. You walk into a CVS or a Walgreens, and everything, not just the pills, everything is behind that plastic wall that you have to get somebody to come over with a key and open up so you can buy whatever it is you want to buy. Why? Because everybody steals everything. It's okay, because you can steal up to $750 worth of stuff. Up there, I think it's $900. And so people come and steal the stuff. So what's happening in, like, Portland, we had the story last Friday. They're yanking all of the Walmarts out because Walmart says, we can't do this anymore. We're losing too much money, too much merchandise. Our people are being threatened. So they're leaving Portland. That's Walmart. Imagine the mom and pops who they can't even think about hiring any kind of security and canine officers and dogs. They can't even compete in that kind of environment.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that, and once again, the irony of this is the impact of this justice charter will disproportionately affect the south side of San Antonio, the west side of San Antonio, the east side of San Antonio. I mean, these communities where you have so many young businesses with these younger entrepreneurs out there that are just working to live the American dream, that are going to get hammered the most, on this justice charter, and certainly it trickles down. I mean, to your point, I was speaking to a woman after a group I talked with recently, and she was in New Orleans, and everything's in plexiglass, and you have to be escorted to get, you know, even your basic, you know, toothpaste. And so, I mean, I enjoy that I have a Walgreens close to my home when my children get sick, so we can go get medicine, and you can bet. You can guarantee yourself that these larger retails will start pulling out of San Antonio because the juice isn't worth the squeeze. And, you know, we've been working so hard in the business community to expand the airport, to bring more businesses with higher wages to San Antonio. And can you imagine the optics of San Antonio being the first city with a major charter amendment like this being passed? Do you think those businesses are going to come to San Antonio?
Right.
No, they will not. They're going to go to these other cities. And we're going to be left here fending for ourselves for what? I mean, we have to put a stop to this. I mean, this is the same group that has been advancing bad charter amendments in San Antonio for some time. And it's our obligation as citizens to get out and vote in May and vote this down so we can get these people stepping and moving down the road, because we need them out of San Antonio.
Yeah, it's 100% right in that new business who's considering moving in, and I'm a businessman myself, you are too, when you consider moving in somewhere, the whole idea is profit. But in order to build that profit, your business has to be located in a safe and secure environment. And this is doing exactly the opposite. It is removing that safety. It's removing that security that businesses absolutely rely upon, when we should be at this time building that safety and security, supporting our police officers, giving them more opportunities to do their job and not less opportunity to do their job, so that business can thrive and flourish in San Antonio. But not only that, so that our kiddos can walk the streets safely, you know, at any time. They can go to school. They can stand at a bus stop. But when you turn it over to the hellions who obviously will take advantage of this and be a part of it, children will not be safe in the streets. Little old ladies will not be safe in the streets. Hell, you and I won't be safe in the streets. And certainly our businesses will not be safe. This thing is the most corrupt and unbelievably stupid thing I've ever seen this city do. And I'm a lifer in San Antonio. I've seen it in a lot of stupid things. And this is the stupid. This is really, they've outdone themselves this time.
No question. I mean, we've had so many break-ins just at our office that we have here in San Antonio, Trey. And I'm right just east of the airport. I'm at 410 in North New Braunfels. And I've had one of my freight brokers had his truck broken into twice here.
Right.
I mean, when you don't show support for law enforcement and you prevent them from being able to enforce these crimes, imagine how demoralized they have to be.
I mean, of course.
I've had a lot of family in law enforcement. I've always been very, very supportive of law enforcement. And I can only imagine how disenfranchised they are with policies like this that put them in the light that they are and prevent them from doing the job that they do.
I think we
have to continue to focus. I mean, you look at, if you wanted to take a new job or your business that's going to move into a city, what are the things you care about? You want to make sure that you have a city government that's supportive of business. You want good school districts and you want low crime. I mean, those are kind of your basic fundamentals.
Got that right.
Of economic growth and development. And this policy here is just the antithesis of that. And the ripple effects of this will be long standing. And the optics of this, you know, from the media, from these groups, like, this is not about abortion. This is not about marijuana.
Of course not.
Those are clearly state and federal issues. That is nothing that the city can control.
Correct.
That is just a Trojan horse to advance this policy of preventing our law enforcement for enforcing the crimes and the laws of the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. And frankly, they've all pledged an oath to enforce these laws. There's no city charter that can or should circumvent that.
No, what they want to do is use those issues to go out and knock on doors and say, would you like marijuana to be legal? And somebody said, yeah, well then vote for this. And they don't tell them the rest of it and what it's going to do to the community. Adam, I appreciate your time. We'll continue to talk about this and love to have you back on sometime.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for your listeners.
Have a great weekend. That's Adam Blanchard joining us here on KTSA. I'm going to take a quick break. Daniel, hold your line. I got a couple of lines open at 210-599-5555. More on this coming up. Trey Ware, KTSA.
Hey, it's David Van Camp. I'm here.